Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob. And Big Sook's right over there.
Right here.
Oh, dude.
Look at him. Coming up, the Karen Reed verdict is in.
Yeah.
We will talk about that. I also have a snake issue at the house I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh, boy. You don't handle snakes well.
No, I don't. And let me tell you something. My wife and I are locked in a battle.
Uh-oh. Does she want you to handle the snake crisis?
No, it's not a crisis to her.
Oh.
And it is to me.
Wow.
She doesn't care. She thinks they're great.
What? You're married to snake gal?
She doesn't mind them.
Wow. I can't believe you two are compatible. I don't think I could be with Snake Girl. Find it very unwholesome.
She thinks,
and unsettling.
Okay, let's just, well.
No, we'll wait.
No, 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 we'll wait. We'll wait. I was going to say, I just think she's wrong about it, but we'll see. I may be letting my hatred of snakes and my fear of snakes get the best of me here. She may be right. So we'll bring that up in the club tonight. Coming up next, the fight has begun. Over the NCAA calendar.
Fight, 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 fight.
And
fight.
It is a fight. As a matter of fact, the Big Ten and the SEC are fighting now.
Yeah. And we may just end up with the college football playoff just like reverting back to the old way because they can't come to an agreement. I think they have till December.
But first, and we talked about, if you're just tuning in and you're wanting us to talk about the Lakers sale,
yeah.
Potential Lakers sale.
Well, it's not potential. I mean, it is happening. There's an agreement.
We did that in the first hour.
Yeah.
So bite me.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm supposed to tell you, you can go podcast.
Well, yeah, you can check it out on our YouTube channel or wherever you download your podcast.
Yeah.
So the really rich guy that owns the Dodgers and owns 25% of the Lakers
has decided
to own the
rich.
Rest of the Lakers. And the Lakers apparently are now worth $10.1 billion.
The Pac-12, according to Pete Thamel, or is it Tamil? I think it's Thamel.
I think it's Thamel.
The Pac-12 is expected to add Texas State.
Yes.
As its final, well, as its eighth member.
Yes.
Because they need one more to get to eight to get to the all the cool stuff.
You can't be considered for the group of five.
Yes.
You're not a real conference without eight teams.
And then he mentions that the next team up could be Memphis.
Yes. Because Sacramento State is the one that's been screaming from the mountaintops, but apparently no one wants Sacramento State. So then they circled back to the other teams that originally told them no. This was like the UNLVs of the world, Texas State, Memphis, Tulane. Although there was some talk that Tulane and Memphis would not be willing to do the extra travel for the non-money revenue generating sports because the Pac-12 deal, which supposedly is done, but we haven't heard any details on that. It's supposed to be somewhere in the $9 to $12 million range, which is not going to be a ton, especially when you consider the additional costs of all the non-revenue generating sports for Tulane to travel from New Orleans out to the West Coast. So here comes Texas State.
Which, I mean, I guess I get you're going, you don't have any options really.
No.
And you're going into Texas, so that's good.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that they're a university that is investing and wants to win. I mean, they're relatively new. They're the one that, because I was asking, what the hell even is Texas State? I guess that's the one that Dennis Franchione took over. Or Dennis Franchione was the first coach at Texas State. Did you know that?
Yes. He was the one that helped them transition to, I want to say it was like in 2015, 2013, yeah, something like that.
Wasn't long ago.
No. And they moved up to the FBS level. They were really good.
2012.
Yeah, they were good in the 1AA era back in the day, and then they wanted to bump up. They're basically a few years ahead of what Sac State is trying to do. Invest in their stadium, kind of move up. They're trying to pull the Jeffersons and move up to the big time. And in a short period of time, they have become a very attractive team to other conferences. One, it's in Texas. It's a big market. And like you said, it's
Where is it?
It's a school that wants to
Are you Googling?
It's San Marcos.
Where's that? Texas is a big state.
Texas is a big state. It's San Marcos, and San Marcos is... Let me pull up the map here.
Looks like it's between Austin and San Antonio.
Okay.
That's correct. It is. It's basically almost directly south of Austin.
Yeah, it looks like it splits right in the middle of them. Like, if you're driving from San Antonio to Austin, you have to go through San Marcos. Right off the freeway.
Hey, this is really bad of me to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one's south.
San Antonio is south.
Of Austin?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I maybe knew that, but not really.
Well, now you do.
Yeah. So it's in between those two?
Yes. Like directly smack dab in the two.
So you're basically buying low.
Yes.
You know?
Well, and everyone wants a footprint in Texas. Everyone wants it for recruiting. It's easy to get to, like, the hotbed of football. Everyone wants to be involved in Texas. Texas, Florida, and California are, that's Boardwalk and Park Place. And I don't know, it's not Baltic. What's ever a good monopoly property? So for the Pac-12 to get into Texas, this is a good thing.
After Boardwalk and Park Place, what is the best property?
It's the greens or the yellows.
So it's the green ones.
Pennsylvania,
like Marvin Gardens is the yellow ones.
That's yellow.
Yeah, it's the yellow. In the.
What are the other green ones?
I'm trying to remember because the yellow ones stand out. You have like Marvin Gardens and Ventnor Avenue, but I can't remember the green ones.
Pennsylvania...
Is it funny that we all knew the Pennsylvania was the green? North Carolina, Pacific, and Pennsylvania Avenue.
Pacific Avenue.
All right. So, and they were saying that, you know, for this deal here for the Pac-12, like whatever, none of the, they already agreed to the TV deal. Yeah,
they just need a warm body.
But if, this will be for a 5-6 year rights deal. And then you move down the road, let's say 2030, 2031, the next right deal, or maybe a chance in an ever-changing landscape. Like you said, buying low. Texas State has the opportunity to maybe grow into something that can help you further down the line. And I think some of those other options, they feel like that is going to be a placeholder and will always be a placeholder. So I think that would... that works.
They have over 40,000 students.
Yeah, it's a big university.
It's huge.
Yes. And 7 of the 9 FBS conferences feature at least one team in Texas. 3 of the Power 4 leagues have one in Texas. I mean, like I said, everyone wants to be in Texas. In fact, the only exceptions are the Big Ten.
I just assumed it was a really small school. It's not.
No.
It's enormous.
Yeah, it's a big school. So this is why... Again, this is the idea of buying low, that it's a big university that has recently decided that they want to be relevant. And so maybe Texas State could eventually grow into another kind of pillar in a major state, midway point across the country, and could be something that maybe 5 or 6 down the road pays big dividends for you.
What if they start just dominating the Pac-12?
It's possible. I mean, why not? Everyone has tried to, all of those smaller places want Texas State to be a part of them. So the fact that you're circling back and that it sounds like Texas State is going to be the team, I think that is, that's a good deal. And by the way, Texas State doesn't have to rush. They know the longer they hold out,
Texas State.
Like, everyone wants Texas State, and Texas State is willing to commit the money to it. Again, being in one of these, being in the Pac-12 or being in the Mountain West and getting a $10 million influx of cash, Texas State is playing the long game at this point. So they have been pretty patient in all this, even though all those other smaller conferences want them. They know that they are they are the hot girl at the party, and everyone wants them. So they can play a strong hand.
So the Pac-12, beginning not this season, but next season, the season after next, the season after this one,
yes,
will be Oregon State, Washington State, Texas State, Utah State, Fresno State, Boise State, San Diego State.
And now Texas.
I already said Texas State. And San Jose State?
No. San Jose State is not in there.
Who's the last one? Who am I missing?
They're all states. Gonzaga, but that's basketball only.
I missed one.
Yeah, you missed one. I don't know who you missed. So you have
Washington, Colorado State.
Colorado State.
There it is.
Yeah. Boise, Fresno, Colorado, Utah, San Diego. States. And then maybe add now Texas State into the mix. They also said that Texas State is part of the one of the four major groupings of Texas. So they are lumped together with Texas A&M and Texas Tech. And so, again, think about the resources that those schools are dumping in. And Texas Tech or Texas State is trying to, you know, become one of those schools. So if I told you that you could get in on the ground floor of a Texas Tech, Texas A&M sort of.
Yeah, all about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting that we've been talking about who the Pac-12 was going to add for a long time.
Yeah.
And Texas State was really not ever mentioned like this.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're like a slam dunk.
Yeah.
I find that interesting.
Yeah.
Like, where was that before? Why did no one see that before?
Well, I think it's the idea that when you're on the come up, it takes a while for people to notice you. And now all of a sudden, you know, the last couple of years they put together good football teams and, you know, Sacramento State, if you didn't have a footprint in California, I think Sacramento State would have this sort of allure, but you're already in California. And again, they're not affiliated with some of the universities that Texas State is affiliated with. So I think that one makes a little more sense as you try to broaden your footprint.
Do you think they get Memphis after Texas State? Get to 9?
I don't. Again, if you're Memphis and Tulane, what's the, like, the money isn't, unless the prestige of the Pac-12, and I don't know what that prestige is going to be, your TV deal isn't much better than what those other schools are rolling out there. And look, maybe the Pac-12 like wows us with like a $16 or $17 million, you know, per school, but everyone keeps sniffing around the $10 to $12 million range. Like, is that enough for Tulane or Memphis to, I mean, think about all the flights from Memphis to the West Coast. And I'm not talking about football. You're talking about all the other sports. I just don't see how that, I get it. Like, if you're Cal and Stanford, you don't have other options in the ACC, but for the Pac-12, for a group of five or now group of six, why would you do that if you're Memphis?
So they're in Conference USA. Is that right?
Yeah. I'll see what their TV payout is.
I would say the only why would be it's going to be the best of the rest league, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that would be a step up.
Yeah.
It's a better league than Conference USA.
They're not in Conference USA. They're in...
what are they in? They're in the
American.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is it a better league than the American?
I would think. But, I mean, Oregon State and Boise State...
So that's Navy, Charlotte, Temple, East Carolina, Florida Atlantic, Tulane.
Yeah.
Memphis.
Yeah, dude. It's better.
To me, it's you think that's better than the Pac-12?
No, the Pac-12 is better.
Yeah, so that would be why they would move. It's just, again, they're playing the longer game. Like, well, we think this is a better league, so we'll get more money eventually.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, you're looking at a $10 million payout in the American Athletic Conference. So
yeah, so about the same. See, I would jump if I'm Memphis. But yeah. You're right, the cost of travel and all that is...
And if you're Memphis, you know, and you are playing in a tougher conference, does that...
Yeah, but you can still dominate that conference. It's not that much tougher.
Oh, I think it's a lot easier to win and have an 11-win season coming out of the American Conference than it is to play in the Pac-12.
It is, but you've got a good program. You can dominate the Pac-12, too. That thing, it's not like, I mean, one thing that I think is cool about the Pac-12, the new Pac-12,
yeah.
Is it's, I guess you could call Boise maybe the king of it, or Oregon State, Washington State. They have just been on a different level for the last handful of years.
Yep.
I'm just saying, like, I think that it's kind of wide open. You know, it's like,
sure.
Depending on, you know, if Memphis jumps over there, I could totally see whoever really dumps in the resources over the next 10 years could really do a lot for themselves in that league, because there really isn't, it's not like you have to slay Goliath.
No.
There is no Goliath. Any of them could be the Goliath.
But do any of those schools have the resources to go in this new world of revenue sharing and NIL and everything else?
Well, it sounds like Memphis does care about football. They have an excellent program.
Yes, they do.
I mean, they are dumping money into it. Sounds like Texas State is doing the same thing.
Yep.
We know Boise State cares.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there are programs that are...
And Boise State has talked about... Sounds like Boise State's going to enter into the private equity world. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. Boise State said that they anticipate private equity funding.
Bunch of programs are. UCLA is one that's doing it, I think.
Yeah. So there are...
don't you think every program will?
I don't think schools that don't have to. But I think for the schools that can't financially compete, like Boise State, I think they're going to have to. But when's the last time a private equity firm took over something?
Because it means ceding control, and that's a scary thing.
And tell me when that has been good for the way something is run. Good luck. But yeah, it does sound like Boise State is going to be doing that.
If you want more money.
Yeah, you want more money. So
that's how you get it.
And then, you know, are there going to be schools that are going to do the reverse? So like Gonzaga is joining as a basketball-only member. There's some talk that maybe some schools will join, like for basketball, we'll try to join like a Big East, which would be a power conference, and then play somewhere else for football. So could you have something like that where... a Memphis or a Tulane has a football team that plays in a bigger conference and then travel for that. Like, football travel isn't that big of a deal, right? You have to play 7 games where you have to travel, and it's once a week, and it's not that big a deal, right? Adding a little, couple extra miles to it. But when you start talking about the other sports, but is it possible we start seeing a world where football becomes its own entity, where you get a Memphis or a Tulane that play somewhere in a bigger conference just in football, and all the other sports stick around and do something else?
Yeah, we'll be interesting. Sounds like Texas State and maybe Memphis, the targets for the new Pac-12.
Yeah, for someone saying the winner of the Pac-12 should go to the playoff most years, that's not true. Because if you play, if the Pac-12 conference champ has 2 or 3 losses and the American conference and the Mountain West champion has 1 loss, you ain't going. Dave Bartu talks about this all the time. Your strength of schedule doesn't mean squat. If you had a Oregon State or a Boise State champion that was 10-2 and a Mountain West champion that was 11-1, your strength of schedule, unless your wins are over the Oregon Ducks or over a massive team, if your 2 losses are to a team in your conference and then one of the big boys and a Mountain West or an American conference team, their only loss is to a big boy and they run their conference, they're going, not you. So I don't think necessarily that you need to get into this. We have the best conference of the group of 5. Therefore we should go. No one's going to view the Pac-12 schedule any different than any of the other group of 5s. It's going to be at the end of the year, who is ranked higher, and that is going to be based on how many wins you have.
The fight has begun over the new NCAA calendar, and yes, the SEC and the Big Ten, they do not agree. We'll get to that next on The Fan. Coming up, Shedeur Sanders being a dumb butt. But first, the Big Ten and the SEC are fighting.
Yeah.
And
Daddy, you're having an argument?
Yeah. Well, they... this is one that I think most people think they're aligned because they're the two big boys, you know?
Yes.
But on this, they're not. So right now, what is happening in the world is college administrators are meeting as part of a new committee, because you always have to have a committee, to determine the new college sports calendar.
Yes.
Now, this is tripping the two big conferences up because the SEC, particularly its coaches, they want a 10-day transfer portal in early January. And they want it then because they want to secure next year's team early and be able to start coaching them up.
Yes.
Or roiding them up. Whatever it is that they do to their thoroughbreds.
Whatever they do to prepare.
Now, Big Ten coaches and particularly administrators, they want the transfer portal to be in April because they want it to align with the school calendar.
Which would make sense because people kind of forget it is
school.
School.
Right. Now, the school calendar ends in May. Now, remember, the key here is that the Big Ten schools are on a quarter system. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it better aligns with their calendar. They also want it to align with the new revenue sharing cap year, yeah, which basically ends June 31 and starts for the new year, July 1. So what they're saying is we want the transfer portal to be more towards April, May, so then we know who's on campus so we can budget like for the next year.
Sure.
You know. So they're fighting over this.
Well, and they're still fighting over, they're fighting over that, and they're fighting over the playoff expansion as well.
Well, they are, but I for the calendar year thing, playoff, that's a whole separate discussion.
Yeah.
But for the calendar year thing, the SEC, what the SEC coaches are saying is that when kids commit for in terms of how they set, basically however they set up the calendar for under this new model,
yeah,
there's no easy answer to it. We've talked to Dan Lanning about this, and yeah, he's like, dude, that is a complicated one for this very reason. SEC coaches are saying when kids commit from December to March, a third of them are going to be gone by April because yeah, other schools are tampering or they get other offers. And so they're saying lock them down in January because if you do that, then I know I've got them. But if you wait all the way until April, you're going to be going all the way through spring and you don't even really know what your roster is going to be come fall.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a fair point.
Absolutely it is.
But the counter to that is pushing spring practice. If you push, the Big Ten is saying, well, let's just push spring practice and do more of an OTA style thing like the NFL does, and we'll do it in May or even June. We're all on the same schedule.
Yeah.
And so the SEC coaches, you know, I mean, I don't know who's going to win this battle, but that could be the new way it's going
to
go.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot to figure out as, and we don't even know if the House settlement, by the way, like I understand that was agreed upon. There's still legal challenges to it. Remember, we had the kid from Wisconsin that basically just said, I don't care about your transfer portal. I'm going to do it anyways. So, and we're not sure exactly how the enforcement arm of all this is going to work. And it's going to be a bumpy road for the next couple of years, but you're right. In that eventually we would hope that college football comes out with some new guidelines that make common sense and are best practices. But one of the problems that we've always had in college football is how the hell do you get everyone to agree upon
exactly
it? You can't even get people in the SEC or the Big Ten to agree on something, let alone the Big Ten and the SEC and the ACC and everyone else.
Right.
It's a dilly of a pick.
I agree with the Big Ten here, though.
Yes.
I feel like it's better to, because you could have signing day August. You could have that in August or September because they need to know, because they have to budget.
Yeah, but you can't have that because kids would still be, you can't have people signing at the start of their senior year. That's going to eliminate a lot of kids from, you know, that.
No, but that's what they want because the reason the Big Ten wants that is because they have to budget for that. They do budgets all the like way in advance.
But if you were to do that and you would have a signing day in August or September, you're basically saying that all these kids that are going into their senior year already have to know where they're going to be going.
Yes.
And it's going to eliminate a huge number of kids that need to have a good senior year in order to go where they want to go. So I think that kind of jobs over high school kids, which is, again, you've got a million different entities here. There's not going to be something that works for everyone, which is why you just need to come up with best practices that work for most people. But the current signing period is the current signing period in transfer window is absolutely ridiculous, because as coaches have pointed out, when the season ends after Thanksgiving and then you have the bowl games still coming up, free agency begins and people can start signing during that first window while the season's still going on. That's the ridiculous part. Like that needs to, at worst, we need to fix that sort of gap. To where we've got kids that are playing in the college football playoff that aren't going to be with their team because they know they're going to be in the transfer portal. So they have to leave to get an early jump on that. That's ridiculous type stuff.
To me, it makes more sense to do it like the NFL does it.
Yes.
Which is a later, spring practice is gone. You don't do anything until summer and you start to get into OTAs.
You know, they could solve all of this by doing what the NFL does and signing kids to contracts. But they don't want to do that, they being college, because then that would make them employees. So this is why I don't feel bad at all for anyone in college football, because this is an easy solution. Let the players have a say in it. But you don't want to. You literally have a multi-billion-dollar organization that is trying to operate as a billion-dollar organization and as some sort of charitable 501c. We're in this for academics and we're not, you know, none of these people are employees. It doesn't work. And eventually college athletics is going to have to come to a reckoning. And I just don't believe that the House settlement is going to fix that. I think these problems that we're talking about are going to continue to exist because there's not one body that gets to decide on any of this. And there never will be until it's under one umbrella or Congress gives them antitrust exemptions.
So the committee that's talking about this is expected to recommend a new calendar to the commissioners of
the conferences.
The conferences, yeah. In the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Because they need to figure this out.
Yes.
Like this one in particular is pressing.
Isn't it crazy that we are on the we're only like what, 80 something days away from college football starting?
Yeah.
And we have no idea what the actual for the next year, what the future even looks like.
Well, but the settlement says, I think the payments have to start.
Yes.
This fall. So they
better figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, and like
July 1 is the deadline for this committee.
Yeah. And with the college football playoff expansion. So, you know, that they have we're back and forth between the five conference champions and then everything else being at large, and then the four automatic qualifiers for the Big Ten and the SEC, and then two for the ACC and the Big 12, and then the other at large. So I guess that's all been scrapped because no one can agree on anything, and now they're saying all options are back on the table. If they don't figure this out this year, this calendar year, it just reverts back to the old system.
Which is what?
What we have now. Just what we have.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
But I mean, but will we? It's like,
or maybe they'll just play another year.
Play another year.
Because they only have one more year.
Yes. It wouldn't shock me if you ended up with just like,
whatever. We can't figure it out. Yeah. We'll just play it like last year.
Yeah. This thing's a mess, man. I wouldn't even, honestly, if I was, there is no commissioner in college football. I mean, there's commissioners of conferences. I wouldn't even know how to go about trying to appease all the entities in the college football world. And I guess you really don't, you only need to appease the Big Ten and the SEC, right? I guess if you get them to agree on it, everyone else has to shut up and take the pill and swallow it.
Shedeur Sanders was a dumbass last night or yesterday.
Yeah, we've all done
this that. Morning.
I have not done what he did.
You've never, yes, you
have. 100 miles an hour? No.
You've never driven 100 miles an hour?
No.
Oh.
No.
I stand corrected. I thought that Outback, man, I thought for certain.
No.
The 2013 Jack Rop special doesn't turn up that high, huh?
Again, I am risk averse. I've told you the story that I went to Laguna Seca Raceway.
Yeah, the raceway.
To cover the PI, or to cover the cart. What was it? The old cart races here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had their media day out there. Mm-hmm. So Alan Davis, our old boss, my first boss, sent me there. So I was just by myself. What I'm doing is I'm interviewing the racers.
Getting sound.
For audio for when they come to Portland at PIR. This was years and years and years ago. So the media had the media was allowed to do the race school, the Richard Petty Race School, mm-hmm. which is at Laguna Seca. and you spend half the day in class, and then they put you in a car, and you guys, and you freaking get out there and race.
Yeah.
And the people, the guys at the end of it, I finished last amongst all media. I was like out there putting on my blinker, and
Rob's doing hand signals as well out the window.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah, the guys were like, what are you doing?
Well,
they couldn't understand that I was, I'm like, to me, I'm going really fast. He's like, you weren't going that fast. Like, they were lapping you.
Well, I stand corrected on that. We've all done this then. I apologize.
Even the straightaways, I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go.
You top out at a moderate 85 or what?
Some lady, yeah, like 85. Some lady passing me.
Now I kind of want to see footage of
some
this.
Grandma. I mean, I thought I was booking.
He's trying to check his mirrors.
Turns out not
some of those turns were hard.
Turns out not so much. Well, you're safe out there on the road, and that's the important thing.
So no, we have not all done what Shooter Sanders did. We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
That's Buck and I having a fight.
Hey, Red Danny, Red Danny.
Fighting over control.
Hey, Red Danny, Red Danny.
And now he's playing everything I'm playing. We're being childish.
Grow up, you two.
Childish. I ripped his ass, quite frankly.
Hey, you don't want to fight with the Clydesdale.
I know.
Although I did see you kick the other day, and it was...
Yeah, my high kick.
He was doing kicks, wasn't he?
Yeah, I do high kicks now.
It was scary.
Is that a Phil Mickelson thing? That was a Phil Mickelson thing.
Phil Mickelson's high kicking?
When he lost all that weight at first, there were a bunch of viral videos of him doing like roundhouse kicks over his six-foot friends.
What?
Yeah. If you look up Phil Mickelson kick, I bet you'll find it.
I had no idea that Phil Mickelson was kicking.
He was like doing it as like a party trick. He's all dressed up, and he does a kick over somebody.
Nice job, you kicker!
All right. See if I can find this. Wasn't aware.
Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders pulled over early Tuesday morning for driving over 100 miles per hour.
It was like 101. It was like just over 100 miles an hour.
In a 60.
That is driving over 100 miles an hour.
In a 60. That's a freeway.
Why are you all of a sudden...
I am defending...
...minimizing this gross negligence upon the quarterback of the Browns?
First off, let me state that no one thinks that Shedeur Sanders is a bigger idiot than me. And the coverage of him Well, maybe not no one. But the dude's an idiot. He did most of this to himself. And the way they've handled this is tomfoolery. But my God. So... when you say in a 60, yeah, he's on a freeway. That's freeway speed. And he was, do we know what kind of car he was in? My guess, it was really nice.
It doesn't say.
Okay, so I'm assuming that it's not a Ford Taurus. I'm assuming that it's a very nice car.
Does that make it okay?
It does. 100 miles an hour.
I don't like your attitude on this.
You're telling, now,
that's dangerous.
According
reckless.
To old man Rob.
That is reckless.
Buckley, if you're on your way down to Bend and you're on that stretch like before you get to Madras, you're telling me that you've never hit 100 miles an hour?
As a man who's had speeding tickets for going in the range of 85, no, I usually top out around there.
Oh my God.
Now I've driven faster than that on the Autobahn, but that's about it.
Dude, when COVID was around and there was no one on the freeway, I don't want to know what my bridge speed was. It may not have been 100 on a regular basis, but it was hitting 90. It's 101.
Looks to me like he's in a truck, but I can't.
So if you're like in one of those like Raptors or you're in one of the.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Like
it's what is that thing?
Maybe it's one of the Dodge T-Rexes or whatever. I mean, those trucks have monster engines. This is, it's 100 miles an hour. Who cares? Take your ticket. Now they probably will write him a ticket for, you know, 80, so that it's not like a reckless driving thing. And you weren't drunk, right? You weren't. Oh yeah, it was a Dodge TRX. It was the Dodge big jacked up fast truck. That thing's got a monster engine in it. Although 12:30 at night, probably not the best in the world.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Finally, but, admitting there's something wrong with this behavior,
dude. It's a $250 ticket.
Well, that's...
You don't see Dylan Gabriel out there doing it, do
you? Oh.
That's a great line.
Someone says, I'm literally doing 100 right now.
and texting.
God, you people are awful.
100 miles an hour is not...
Being a man of increase.
Yes, it is. It's not that bad.
That's extreme.
It's fast. It's
that's
not,
extreme.
It's not. It's fast.
It's extreme and it's dangerous. And you should be ashamed of yourself.
I need to know where it was at. If you're going down a side street at 100 miles an hour, yes. But if you're on an open stretch of road, a freeway, and it's 12:30 and there's no one around and you're doing 100 miles an hour, who cares? Just as long as you're not drunk and you're not weaving in and out of traffic, my God, it's 100,
I'm not voting for you.
It's 100 miles an hour.
You've lost my vote. I will be voting for, I don't know, whoever's running against you. At this point.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would it have been better if it was 92?
They're eating the dogs.
92? Well, yeah, that's better than 100, yeah.
Okay, so now we're talking 8 miles. So that's what makes this reckless, is 8 miles an hour.
No, I think they're both reckless.
Don't they cite you
but
for,
92 is better than 100.
Doesn't reckless kick in at like 15 or 20 over the speed limit?
I think it's 20 or 25. They can. But as long as you're not being a D-bag
well,
and you're not
41 over might be being a D-bag.
No, it's not. Oh my God.
You guys, I think it is.
I think we know who here drives an effing Subaru.
Well, I think we know.
Two hands up, baby.
I think we know here who's reckless. And it's you trying to justify this ridiculous behavior. You should be behind bars.
No, a grown man shouldn't be driving a Subaru Outback is the answer to this. 80. 80, maybe 85, and after that, no more.
Well, I don't want the tickets.
Couldn't possibly. 85.
It's called being a responsible adult, you ass. COVID. Tired of your ass.
I've had to, COVID for the speeders out there, COVID was like, that was the best thing about COVID.
Well, that was like being on a racetrack with no one else out there. That was a little different than just doing 100 now.
That's what 12:30 in the morning is. There's no one around. Yeah. Just, you know, the cop was around on this case. I'd like to know from a cop out there, is 100 miles an hour on a freeway, no one else around, is that a big deal? And it clearly wasn't because he wrote him a $250 ticket. He didn't impound the car. He didn't read him a riot act. He's like, here's your ticket.
Well, cops see a lot of bigger deals than that. Yes. That I will, I mean, that's pretty obvious. But I think it is a big deal. And I'm, you know, I've never been more disappointed in you.
Yeah, want to go 100, move to Germany. Oh,
yeah.
God's sake.
Move to Germany. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
100 miles an hour.
What does that mean? What is
thinking like some Bavarian speak milkers.
Do you speak German? Do you speak German? Get a German car. Some cars perform better at high speeds.
Right? Yeah. Isn't an Audi German?
Audi's German, yes.
I used to have a German car.
Yeah. And you went 60 miles an hour into it?
Yeah, because I'm I'm an adult.
I guarantee when you had your Audi, you were going faster than I need to see you on the freeway. There is zero chance you're going speed limit.
I go the speed limit. I am responsible. Unlike you.
Someone said, hey, you got a lot of Subaru drivers out here, Sook. Sorry to the Subaru drivers. If you're out there
driving. Oh, gee, thanks.
Just saying. It just happens I have the two biggest ninnies in the world on my show with me that both drive Subarus. Apparently at very manageable speeds of 65. God forbid.
Well, the kind that won't get you ticketed for reckless speed.
That's right. I would say sensible.
Sensible, that's right.
Subaru drivers, yes. Thank you.
Let me state for the record, if we had any sort of balls in this country, the freeway speed would be...
Up to you?
80 to 85. That should be the speed limit.
I will say, we drove from Kansas to here recently, and some stretches of highway that are 80 out there in Wyoming.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
But I did not drive 100.
I would like to point out.
Mainly because I was in a U-Haul.
Yeah, you can't. But had you been in a car?
I got to 85.
That's nice.
In the U-Haul.
Had you been in a performance car?
Not 100, no.
And you were on that stretch of road, you're easily touching 90, 95, and you're not even thinking about it. Because when you're in a good car that's meant to go fast, you won't even realize you're going 90. You'll just look down and be like, oh, crap, I'm doing 90. You don't even have to mash the gas to get to that. That's not that fast. Minimum, freeways, 85. This 55, 65 stuff, that's ridiculous. Get out of here.
All right. Well, on that note, I don't know. I don't know what's next. We'll see what Sook can be a judgy a-hole about next.
You're the one being judgy.
Why?
You're 100 miles an hour. How
that's a crime.
He?
That is a crime, sir.
So is your parking violations.
What are you talking about?
Your refusal to pay for parking. Mm. You're a parking scofflaw.
Wow, that was years ago.
They were hurting you so bad.
Reformed. I'm reformed now. I pay parking kitty. You know what they actually did? They actually made it easier for me to pay for parking, and so I actually do it now.
Now you do it?
It's easy, because you just go parking kitty. Now, I will say, a lot of times, those stupid green things, they never work.
The kiosks.
Yes, they never work. So I just, ridiculous. I'm just like, screw it.
Yeah.
Give me a ticket. I'll fight it. Bitch.
100 miles an hour.
All right.
I'm Team Sanders. Let's go.
Sook will judge us on something next, I'm sure, on The Fan Sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So I wanted to give you that Julio Rodriguez bit that we referenced.
Yeah, the scouting report.
Well, this, yeah, so I didn't see this on the show. Have you watched The Clubhouse, A Year with the Red Sox?
I have not.
So it's on Netflix, and it's a behind the scenes. It followed the Red Sox through the 2024 season. Mm-hmm. And on there, I guess Adam Jude picked it up at Seattle Times as the Mariners are playing the Red Sox right now.
Yeah.
And the pitching coach of the Red Sox named Andrew Bailey, his scouting report, because they Netflix was just filming.
Sure.
And they were going through the Mariners hitters. This was last year as they were getting ready to play the Mariners. And he said, Julio Rodriguez, very, very aggressive. All he wants is the ball in the middle. Anything middle, change up middle, slider middle, that's all he can hit.
Yeah.
Essentially saying, dude, if you don't give him anything right down the middle, he can't hit. He'll fish, and you can get him, get him out. So this has now, it's kind of become a thing with Julio, even though it was said last year.
It's rather damning.
It is rather damning. And, I mean, and Julio's not, he's not having a bad start this year. But
he's had some slow starts.
Well, last year, I think his start was way slower, was it not?
I think so, yes.
Than this year? This year, he's on pace for 30 home runs. Mm-hmm. His WAR is good.
He's hitting right now, he's hitting .258 with 10 home run and 34 RBI.
He swings, though, this is what Adam Jude was following up on this. He swings at 57% of all the pitches that he sees.
Yeah.
That is the sixth highest rate in the majors.
Well, he has, so over his career, he has struck out 145, 175, and 156 times.
Yeah. And some of it is by design. He doesn't want to let the pitcher get too comfortable in any given at bat.
Yeah.
So he swings, he's aggressive. And a lot of guys are. I mean, that's some guys, it's just easier for them to hit when they're aggressive and not thinking about it versus the guys who are a little bit more picky.
Yeah.
He's not afraid. That said, it's costing him a ton, and teams are not that scared of Julio Rodriguez.
No. So again, this goes back to what they were asking. Is Julio not the Seattle Times, I think it was, they asked the question, is Julio not who we thought he was? In that, you know, he came off that second year because he was rookie year, and then he had the second year where he had the breakout. I think he finished top five in the MVP voting.
They are who we thought they were.
And it was the idea that we have up in Seattle, you have the next Ken Griffey Jr., that you have the next Alex Rodriguez. And Seattle had not had a transcendent star. Ichiro was. But that was a long time ago when Ichiro was that. And he wasn't necessarily homegrown, and he wasn't necessarily viewed as the best player in baseball. Did you have that now in Seattle with Julio? And here we are a year and a half later, and I think that is the question. Is Julio, no one's saying he's bad, but are you having to come to the realization that he is not the transcendent star that you thought he was? And
he's not
as of right now,
but I think, you know, he's not, there's no question. He is not what you thought he was. That doesn't mean he's bad. But I think what the Mariners are hoping is that he still turns into that. Like, he's still evolving. Like, yes. He's pretty young.
Yeah.
So you can't just say this is what he is.
He'll be, I think he's 25 or turning 25 this year,
but the early returns are not, not maybe what you expected.
Well, you did. You had 1 year of he's going to be a star, 1 year of, and then this year is, I think the verdict is still out.
Well, DePoto says he always hits for more power later in the season.
Yeah.
And he expects that to to happen again.
So
later in the summer, a lot of guys do. I mean,
sure.
Are you out of your mind?
So we'll see. But that power is not everything.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's just, he's frustrating. He is. He strikes out all the time. He swings at everything. It's just, you want more.
Yeah.
He leaves you wanting more.
Well, and therein lies, again, I think this goes back, which is why I thought it was an interesting question. Is he going to be one of those guys that always leaves you wanting more because of what the potential that you think is? And sometimes that's on us. If you go on and you end up being a guy that hits 265 every year and 28 home runs and 90 RBI, and you do that for 8 years, you're a hell of a player. You're an all-star. But if we thought you were going to be Ken Griffey Jr., can you look at that and say that you ended up being disappointed? I think that's the LaMarcus Aldridge effect. LaMarcus Aldridge was really, really good in Portland. And no one here ever loved the guy because you always thought he could be better. We do that so often with people. We're like, yeah, he's good, but I think he could be better. Well, who's to say? Not everyone that comes up is going to be Ken Griffey Jr.
I think the thing about Julio, though, is his tools, boy, they jump off the screen at you.
Yeah.
He is a specimen and amazing in center field and just the exit velocity. And just like he has everything you need.
Want. Yep.
And so I don't think it's just on the hype or just on people just having to lower their expectations. He should be better. I think they're wanting more out of him over the next, I mean, they signed him to a long deal.
Yeah. It was
8 more years or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're expecting more from him. And I mean, DePoto, he basically said it. He's like, this is just the evolution.
Yeah.
We're patient, and that's fair. That's totally fair.
Yep.
But we'll see in 5 years, they need more out of that guy.
Yes. Yes, especially when you look and you got Cal Raleigh that does appear right now to be an ascending best player at his position in baseball. Well, it's not, and he's not, he is the best player at his position in baseball. And I think you thought that was going to be Julio and that it's not the case.
All right, we have a verdict. The club is next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.